6. 6 Music.
From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
Take one.
Sweetness, you can come home with me. Against all hope and sense of decency. Sweetness, take off that dress for me. Against all hope and sense of dignity. And the world spins round and I don't care anymore. Oh, sweetness, you can fall in love with me. Against all hope and sense of dignity. My sweetness, you can come be by my side. Against all hope and sense of human pride. And the world spins round and I don't care.
It's so dramatic. Oh! Oh, hello! You catch me at work. Trying to write a new jingle for a new feature. For a brand new edition of Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. Because I am Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the programme and Happy New Year. Oh, but without further ado, let's have a listen outside the window. Sounds like a puddle, looks like a puddle, why did I bother? We're going to chase away the midwinter blues with some music. With you till midnight, 2 hours of new music, old music, and just a bit of what I fancy and a sprinkling of what you fancy. And yes, two new features, which I was trying to compose a jingle for then. One of the features really isn't going to work for more than a week, so don't get too excited. That's called Walk Like a Man, and you need something Beach Boys. In fact, let's just use the Beach Boys for Walk Like a Man when the time comes. That saved me some work. And the other one's called Oh, It's Put Me Right Off That Ass, or something like that. We'll work it out as we go along, won't we? We always do. We muddle through. Can you imagine how deathly, intensely horrible this time of year would be without Christmas and New Year? Whatever you think of Christmas, and I've got at least one sibling who wishes it would disappear. Whatever you think of Christmas, it breaks up the winter, doesn't it? I'm sure that's why it's there, actually. I mean, of course, the birth of Christ and all that. Don't want to offend anybody, but strategically positioned right in the middle of winter, isn't it, Christmas and New Year? I had a really good New Year. But I'm not one of those DJs who just tells you about my latest drunken exploits. We did 6 parties, though. That was great. I also got this gadget this Christmas. Now, that might not excite you, but that excites me. That's a Korg Monotron, and it's it's broken. It's it was the size of a cigarette packet analog synthesizer. Oh no, it's still working. We'll have some fun with that later on. Might ruin some really good records by playing that over the top. So yeah, loads of stuff to come. Beccapedia will of course be dropping by. And also a Desert Island Disc snippet this week from Emmylou Harris. And I'll be reading out your emails and playing your Song for Guy recommendations. Happy New Year, folks. Let's kick off with this tune from Anna Calvi, who according to her website, and this entry went in just before Christmas, she put on a website that she's really enjoying being in the studio and she's going to tour this year as well. So can we expect an album and a tour from Anna this year? I think it would be timely. And just to remind you of her genius, here's Suzanne and I. Happy New Year, you lot. Not strictly true, I've seen her without Suzanne, but that's Anna Calvi. Looking forward to a new record from her. She's ace, and she's a lovely lady as well. The next chap goes out under the name Rick Redbeard. It's the solo alias of Rick Anthony, who's the singer from the Phantom Band, Glasgow band The Phantom Band, who we've played many times on the programme. Apparently it's always been his solo name, or at least since 2006, and I like it, Rick Redbeard. Maybe it's because I have a red beard. Good song, this.
Sailed away and stopped my clock and started my decay. My evolution's come and undone. There's a monkey coming out of this age. But sound the bell and shake my tree, she of smiles returns. The blossoms born at the breaking of spring, but when the leaves are falling, the lessons learned. Now we're dancing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and go round. I would love to say myself, standing at the foot of the bed, wearing just my beard and a smile. And then the birds came chiming in, and all of us in song, were childlike with voices free. We were as we belong. Now we're dancing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and go round. I would love to say your name, say your name out loud. The world. But I would love to say your name, if only for the sound of it. Oh, 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 oh.
That was Rick Redbeard, and Now We're Dancing. I like it. It's good, wasn't it? We'll have some more new music in just a moment. But first of all, it's time for our exciting new feature, Walk Like a Man. The idea behind this feature is tenuous, like a lot of radio features where the DJ throws it out to you, the licence-paying public,
to do the funny for him. It's very tenuous. The other day I realised just how many things I do exactly like my father does. To the point where the tonality of my flatulence is exactly the same as my father's. You notice these things when you were a kid. I think the first time it struck me just like how like my dad I was becoming, I was trying to pin out a damp tent. I'd been camping with some friends. I was trying to pin out a damp tent in the back garden of the house where I lived. In this house, there was a dog called Molly. So she's running around my legs. I'm trying to pin out this tent in a high wind with a cigarette sticking out my mouth, my hair blowing everywhere. And the dog's yapping at my ankles and the tent won't stay on the floor for me to peg it out. And I ended up screaming at the dog with my cigarette clenched between my teeth, "Will you get out the bleeding way?" And then I caught sight of myself in the kitchen window and was transported to a camping holiday in Anglesey in 1979. Because there in the window, in the reflection, was my father. Rather than a dog running round his ankles, one of my father's seven children, namely me, running around his ankles while he was trying to put a tent up. So there you go. What do you do like your parents? It can be nice things. It can be things that drive you up the wall. But there you go. There's the tenuous feature for this week. That was Walk Like a Man. This is from Callers. It's called Good Years. And it's from the album Reviver. These guys have been supporting the Dirty Projectors. And putting it mildly, I'm wild about them.
Call it.
Well, I think that's awesome. I'm going to look into this band. I don't know anything about them so, at the moment, apart from that they've been supporting the Dirty Projectors recently. But from the album Reviver, that's Callers, and that song's called Good Years. There's some wisdom and experience in that band. It's beautiful. I love it. I'm going to do my homework and get back to you next week with more about them lot.
Six Music.
Weekdays on Six Music. From 10, Lauren Laverne.
Six Music Mornings. I'm Lauren Laverne. Thank you very much for joining us today. Lovely to have you along.
From 1, Radcliffe and McConey.
When I got Toto, our dog, you know, I had him chipped. Presumably, kids will just be chipped with the internet soon, right? Just know everything straight away.
PC's gone mad.
Lauren Laverne from 10 and Radcliffe and McConey from 1.
If for once we lurched towards something sounded quite slick, we didn't mean to.
On 6 Music.
6
Music. BBC 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter?
And the anti-matter.
This, the tone of this next song by Cat Power, I don't know, there's something about its whist and its grace. It's exactly this time of year for me. This is the greatest. Yeah, Cat Power and The Greatest, originally a song for Guy recommendation way back in 2009 from Chris Wyatt. I haven't forgotten, Chris, thanks for turning me on to that tune. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, it's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk, or just go to my page on the 6 Music website. Similarly, if you miss the name of any songs, every tune I've ever played on The Finest Hour is catalogued on my page on the Six Music website. Go and find it. I can't remember, does it say show by year or something like that? I think it does. Have a little poodle around, you'll find it. guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk is also the address to send correspondence to. Here we have witticism and criticism. Mick Freed said about my Patrick Moore tribute when the great man died recently. Thank you, he was a real hero, says Mick. He met him a couple of times and was bowled over by his warmth and generosity. Mick goes on to say, I have a book of his, Space in the 60s, published in 64. It has a very short biog of Sir Patrick, which concludes his hobbies include chess, which he plays with a peculiar leg spin, and music. Patrick was kind enough to sign that book for Mick, and wonderful. He says that he listens to The Finest Hour while delivering letters on the streets of Chessington. I love a postman. Thank you, Mick. Stephen Shankland, similarly, thank you, Mick, for the Patrick Moore tribute, as was Jack Stringer, Joe Duggan, and Chris Williams. Thank you very much for your kind correspondence on that one. What else have we got here? Oh, Nicholas Ingalls is in, now, do you pronounce this, Borlange? I'm going to go Borlange in Sweden. He listens to Six Music. He says it blows his mind. A belated God Yule to you, Niklas. Thank you very much. Heather Taylor said, you said something about Rainer. Who is this man? Well, just Rainer will do, Heather. That he's called Rainer Petarchek, but he recorded under the name Rainer, as in one who reigns. So go and find his music. Wonderful. Oh, and this is a nice one. This is from a chap called Lee Roberts, whose daughter, Catherine Roberts, came to an Elbow gig, and I got her on stage in front of about 20,000 people. He's saying that he loved Here We Go Magic, who were opening up for us as well. And it was the first time in years, he said, that we'd rendered his little girl speechless. Also, his wife, Jo, wants to know what scent I was wearing that night. Apparently she keeps saying how amazing I smell. That was just natural man musk. Okay, where are we up to? Oh yeah, here we go. This is wonderful. This is Thomas Newman. It was used on the score from the American Beauty movie. I've seen better films. It's not my favourite at all. In fact, I don't like the film in the slightest. And because every cop drama I've seen since and every remotely American drama has started putting music on akin to this, you forget how it gripped everyone's attention in the first place. Let's have a re-study of Thomas Newman's Dead Already. And yeah, try and pretend you've never heard it before, because it is a great piece of music. Here we go. Thank you.
Now then. If you were coming up in the 80s, you'll know all about Thomas Dolby. Keyboard genius, made several albums, had one hit single, sued unsuccessfully by Dolby Laboratories, etc. If you were growing up in the 90s, he would sound cheesy and dated. But if you're a child of the noughties, everything old sounds new again. So it's high time to dust off the old vinyl and cassettes and settle an issue that's divided Dolby fans since 1988. Was the album Aliens Ate My Buick any good? Purists say no, that America ruined him and produced a frighteningly over-commercialised electronic funk record that has no place in their collection. I say yes, that his fertile and creative mind took in the sights and sounds of LA and Hollywood, chewed over the sad, the strange and the slightly scary, and spat out an album full of wry and witty social commentary masquerading as late 80s synth pop. Forget the dated sound, just listen to pulp culture, with its slow hypnotic beats and deserted musical landscape. And before you know it, those lyrics will have you wading through the shallows to flee a tsunami of sleaze. It's powerful and unflinching in its searing criticism. And apart from anything else, has the most fantastic raw and sexy slide solo right in the middle. What's not to like? And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
But a disease that is sweeping our country.
It's called Pulp, P-U-L-P.
And it is poisoning the minds of our young people today.
Cause of should. You tell it to me all night long, still I wanna hear some more. You tell me in the bathroom, babe, and you tell me back in the hall. You tell me on the kitchen table and up against the wall. What it is?
Check beneath your fingernails, in between your toes, right between your earlobes, darling. That's where culture grows. It's breeding in your short and curly.
Thomas Dolby given a new focus from Beckopedia. She'll be back next week.
Okay. Are we ascending?
Yeah.
The Beatles did it in Savile Row in 1970. U2 did it on top of a liquor store in Los Angeles in 1987. Brian May did it on top of Buckingham Palace. But no, me, Sean Keaveney of the Six Music Breakfast Show. I'm about to follow in those hallowed rock and roll footsteps by going up on top of the roof of Six Music. And shout from the rooftops just how wonderful the breakfast show is. I want to tell the world!
Sean, we can't go up there. We haven't filled out a health and safety form.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Almost shouting it from the rooftops.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Mantraluna. Mantraluna.
DBH is the name that Dan Bridgewood Hill goes out under. He's, I believe he's a northerner. This is from an album called Time Flies, which is out this month on heavy vinyl and download only. And this beautiful little tune is called Side Street Side. I think it's great. You won't have much luck googling DBH, or at least I didn't, so maybe try Dan Bridgewood Hill. You might have a bit more luck seeing where he's playing soon. Once again, DBH, Dan Bridgewood Hill, and Side Street Side. That was DBH or Dan Bridgewood-Hill and Side Street Side. Lovely, eh? I opened the show with a Micah P. Hinson tune. He's an interesting character. He's from, let me see, where's he from? One of the big American music towns. I want to say Nashville, but I'll double check while you listen to this tune. This is actually not one of his. This is from a collection called Dream Brother, which was the songs of Tim and Jeff Buckley. This is one of Tim Buckley's. It's called Yard of Blonde Girls. And I chose it because it's right up Micah's street. It's a bit cheeky, it's a bit sexy, like the opening number that I played for you, Take Off That Dress For Me. He'd tangled up with the Earlies of local fame, and he lived in Manchester for quite some time, as I remember it. Anyway, I love his voice, I like his music. This is Micah P. Hinson and Yard of Blonde Girls.
Through the yard of blonde girls, oh, through the river and the sea, gold sharks glittering, a tree of white breaks the earth. The streets well all aplay, very sexy, very sexy. Okay, okay, fear we may come, oh, 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 fear we may come, oh, 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 fear we may come, oh, 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 fear we may come. So run, 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 oh, oh. It's in your heart, it's in your heart, your beauty. And even in this world of lies, there's purity. You've got innocence in your eyes. Even in this world of lies, you're still hopeful, very sexy. Okay, okay, fear we may come, oh, oh, oh. We may come, oh, oh, oh. Here we may come, oh, oh, oh. Here we may come. So run, 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 oh, oh. Through the yard, through the yard of blonde girls, oh, through the river.
Said he was from Nashville. He was actually from Memphis, only a couple of hundred miles out. The right state, at least, Tennessee. That was Micah P. Hinson and Yard of Blonde Girls by Tim Buckley. Pearly Gate music. I love this stuff. I love this record when it came out. I couldn't get enough of it. It's Zach Tillman, who's the brother of the Fleet Foxes drummer Josh Tillman. He's a self-confessed slacker with a saintly soul, it says on his profile online. Quite like that. This is a dark, honest, fun, beautiful record. The album's called Pearly Gate Music. That's the name of the artist as well. Not too much of a slacker, I hope. I hope we get another wonderful record out of him. This tune's called Bad Nostalgia. What I love about this song and all of Zach's songs, it's the homegrown urgency of it. That's the best way I can put it. Here we go.
Right, you've given me the creeps
Oh, the phone, it hits the wall. This time, this time, this time.
Great, innit? That's the one that I know you're going to go and buy legally from the internet. That's Pearly Gate Music and Bad Nostalgia. It's out on the wonderful Bella Union Records, by far the best record label in the land, I think. So there you go. Pearly Gate Music, Pearly Gate Music. It's that simple. Go get it. John Martin featuring Dave Gilmour. This was a recommendation from Paul Williams. In fact, if I just have a little look-see, I bet I can find the email. Here we are. He says, the live version of John Martin's One World featuring guest guitarist Dave Gilmour. This is from a filmed concert. I can sum up why I love this so much with three words beginning with the letter S, Paul goes on. Subtle, sublime and superb. Oh, very well done. Hope it moves you as much as it moves me. Such delicate interplay between all the musicians in the band. Let's have a listen. Thank you to Paul Williams for his Song for Guy recommendation. This is John Martin featuring Dave Gilmour and One World Live.
You might be. For all I know. I'll play it again if you like. Thank you.
Some of us live like kings and queens. Most of us live just like me. Don't know what it means to make our way. One world of ours.
Goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
From the city and down to the cave, in search of a master, in search of a slave. Taking his walls down to the sea. search of a lifetime to tell when it's home. In search of a story that's never been known. Not wanting to be seen on their own. 3 hours is needed to leave from the mall. 3 hours to wonder. 3 hours.
Nick Drake and 3 hours. Before that we heard John Martin and One World, a live version featuring Pink Floyd's Dave Gilmour guesting on guitar. Thanks to Paul Williams in Moseley in Birmingham for supplying that song for Guy recommendation. If you've got any recommendations, do let me know. Here's a recommendation, and it's one that I don't mind playing at all because I get the chance to show off. Max Smalley got in touch in 2009 and said he loved this tune by Editors. It's called Let Your Good Heart Lead You Home, and Craig and I from Elbow produced this tune. It was the first time spending some proper time with the Editors boys. Lovely guys they are too. And we worked on this tune for, I think, 2 days with a big party in the middle of it, during which I discovered that Russ from the band can do the splits, among many other things. We had a right laugh, and my really fond memory of this was getting all the members of the band to play the big guitar melody that comes in at the end. And I just remember it being such a great atmosphere because all the rest of the tune was down And when this climactic guitar riff, this very simple melody that comes in, with all of the band playing this part at the same time, I remember him absolutely going for it. There was a real vibe in the room, and I think it's tangible, you can hear it. I also remember Craig laughing up his sleeve at me, suggesting that they say the words to the chorus in the middle eight break towards the end of the song. I described it, I said, can you try and do it like boring Catholic prayer? Can you try and do it like that? And they were all looking at me with a bit of a Spock eyebrow. Craig just openly laughed in my face. But I think it works in a kind of Kate Bushy kind of a way. Kate Bushy. It's Kate Bushy. it's Editors, it's Let Your Good Heart Lead You Home. And I had a hand in this, so there.
Dark in somehow, I feel the winter more now, more now.
Once you've gone,
girl, you can't come back. I am worried about you.
Great memories for me, and a top song from Editors, Let Your Good Heart Lead You Home. And thanks to Max Smalley for recommending that years ago, but I can dine out on it now whenever I want. Time for our second new feature of the week. Are you ready for a live jingle? I'm not. Ooh, it put me right off that, dude. Okay, things that have put you off things is the second tenuous feature that I'm throwing out internationally this week. What's put you off what? I'll give you an example. When the band were writing their first album in France, in rural France, we couldn't figure why the bin men hadn't been taking the bin liners away. And it turns out that France were recycling long before the rest of Europe. And if you had glass in a bin bag, the guys would hear it and they wouldn't pick it up, they wouldn't take it away. Now, as you might imagine, and please drink responsibly, Elbow don't drink responsibly and never have, and there was a lot of glass in the rubbish. So we had to go through 3 or 4 weeks worth of bin bags and remove the bottles. Mark found the night before's brandy bottle covered in spaghetti carbonara and immediately vomited. And to this day, he can't touch spaghetti carbonara. It put him right off, that did. Similarly, I don't know if it was Mark or Pete. In fact, no, I don't know which one it was. Either Mark or Pete can't stand mirrored sunglasses because they remind him of being ill as a kid. In the same way that the other one, whichever one isn't the one who can't stand sunglasses, either Mark or Pete can't stand the cartoon Penelope Pitstop on account of the anthill mob. Similar thing, ill as a kid, put him right off Penelope Pitstop. Oh, it put him right off, that did. I can't stand Gatsby era cricket whites. Find them very, very creepy because of an episode of Doctor Who where the villain, as I remember it, had a face like porridge and was wearing cricket whites. Does anyone know about this? It scared me half to death as a kid. So I don't like cricket whites, which is what made the film, the Haneke film, Funny Games, which is what made that even more disturbing for me, because the villains in that are dressed in that attire. So there you go. Oh, it put me right off, that did. What put you off what? God, it's hard work, isn't it? Bloody hell. This tune, Bad Liver and a Broken Heart, reminds me of my first heartbreak. She's my good mate now. I danced at her wedding. But she's called Kath, and she left me for a Venezuelan lawyer. So imagine how poignant the words of this song became when I first heard them. From Small Change, it's Tom Waits with Bad Liver and a Broken Heart.
And the porters and the mall. And this epitaph is the aftermath. Yeah, I choose my path. Hey, come on, Kath. He's a lawyer. He ain't the one for ya. No, the moon ain't romantic. It's intimidating as hell. And some guy's trying to sell me what? So I'll meet you at the bottom of a bottle of bargain scotch. I got me a bottle and a dream. It's so modeling it seems. You can name your poison. Go on ahead and make some noise. I ain't sentimental. This ain't a purchase, it's a rental, and it's purgatory. Hey, what's your story? Well, I don't even care. 'Cause I got my own double cross to bear. Well, I'll see your red label, and I'll raise you one more. And you can pour me a cab, I just can't drink no more, 'cause it don't douse the flames that are started by dames. It ain't like asbestos. It don't do nothing but rest us assured and substantiate the rumors that you've
Tom Waits with Bad Liver and a Broken Heart.
This is Weekends on BBC Radio 6 Music.
It's an old friend with a really good record collection.
It's always great to hear new things.
This is what 6 Music's all about, is to be able to give the audience what they're searching for.
Tunage of the highest order.
They've got one foot in the past and one foot in the future.
The presenters have a passion for music.
I'm turned into a complete guitar anorak today.
Music is my religion.
A lot of the DJs were or are musicians themselves.
Gee, cold getting dumb, I grew up on that stuff.
Everyone is really in it for the music.
It is a visceral, emotional roller coaster.
Ludicrous snare sound on there.
A music loving radio station.
Nice. Feeling all nice and warm now.
Hello, I'm Guy Garvey.
I'm Keris Matthews.
Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service.
This is Giles Peterson.
And ladies and gentlemen, there's always sunshine here on the Hughie Show.
Hello, I'm Tom Robinson.
Fasten your seatbelts.
That's Chris Shaw's Funk and Soul Show.
This is Weekends on BBC Radio
6 Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Let me see, we've got a song for Guy recommendation now from Chris Best in Belfast. If I can find it. I seem to have lost it. I've lost it. Sorry, Chris, I've lost your email. I remember roughly what it said, though. I played Oscar Peterson's version of this tune, and Chris said I had to play Nina Simone's. He said it way back in October, but I thought I'd give it big enough a gap so as not to bore you all. This is Nina Simone's excellent version of I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good. And Chris, in Belfast, you have expanded my musical knowledge, and I will forever be in your debt.
Sweet and gentle,
we should. I got it bad. That ain't good. No, that ain't. Because I've got it so bad, and that ain't good.
Nina Simone, I Got It Bad, and That Ain't Good. Thanks very much to Chris Best in Belfast for that Song for Guy recommendation. Do keep them coming, please, people. People, I hate people who call people people. Where did that come from? Do you know, some of the things that come out of my mouth when I'm recording the programme, it's just I would never usually... I think maybe it's because I'm conscious of avoiding swear words. It's like my brain is constantly clutching for new words to replace the amount of bad language usually that comes from my mouth. Anyway, Mike Fellows. I was reminded of Mike Fellows by the Rick Redbeard tune that we heard in the first hour. It might be something to do with the solo project element of it. There was something really casual and honest about the Rick Redbeard tune that we heard. It was called Now We're Dancing, and it reminded me of Mike Fellows stuff. The album's called Limited Storyline Guest. The tune's called Sunshores, and Mike Fellows, this is a solo project of his, because he's in Silver Jews. So have a listen to this tune. It's got a lovely feel to it. It's a beautiful little instrumental. Once again, Mike Fellows and Sunshores. Thank you. Great, eh? Mike Fellows from Limited Storyline guest, that's Sunshores. Let's keep it instrumental for a little bit. I get so many emails of, complimentary emails whenever I put an Evangelis on, and I'm on a real analogue synth tip myself at the moment. This from the Blade Runner soundtrack, which I was lucky enough to be part of a live version of, when Massive Attack hosted Meltdown, and I'll forever remember Josh Tillman from the Fleet Foxes saying, I wouldn't wish a Massive Attack meltdown on anybody. Part of the... Elbow played as part of the festival when Massive Attack were curating it there on the South Bank. And also, I sang in a live rendition of the whole of the Blade Runner soundtrack, which is amazing. It included this beautiful piece of music. It's obviously, it's Vangelis. It's the love theme from Blade Runner, and it really is magic. Turn it up. Thank you. Great, eh? Vangelis from the Blade Runner soundtrack. That was the love theme from Blade Runner. Bit of a default song of mine, that. That saxophone melody quite often pops into my head. David Parkin's been in touch, I'm delighted to say. He describes himself as brain-injured coma boy whose mum and me were moved collectively by one of your songs. Howdy. Thank you very much, David. He writes me quite a long email about how he's doing really well, which is great, and how after I challenged him that Kid A was a better Radiohead album than OK Computer, he says Kid A's good while jogging in gale force winds. That's where he finds it at its strength. He goes on to recommend a song for Guy. He says it's Emiliano Torini's Honeymoon Child. Did you know, he says, that this is a cover of one of yours and my favourites, alt country crooner Bill Callahan. Smog did it first. This really surprised me when I found out. I checked out the original and now I love Bill, but this version not only outstrips the original but breathes a whole new life into it. I have to agree. I had no idea that she'd covered Bill Callahan, and I do love Emiliana's voice. I'll be honest with you, some of her stuff, some of her poppier stuff is too sugary for me, but she occasionally twangs the heartstrings, and she's got a beautiful voice. He says, lovely show, it's become a regular staple in my life. Well done, you, The Simpsons, toast and tea. You're in good company. Enough respect, David Parkin. I'm glad you're doing all right, David, and thanks very much for your communique. Give my love to your ma, and let's have a listen to that tune. There's Emiliano Torini, a Song for Guy recommendation from Dave Parkin. This is Honeymoon Child.
You are a true honeymoon child, conceived on an island in the sun. Heels stuck in the white sand, loved and adored from day one. Raised in a wild space between two hearts, where the vines climb trees toward the light. Running naked, dragging a kite or a dress on a string. You bring out the soft side in everyone. We gather like ravens on a rusty scythe, just to watch such a little dove, just to watch such a little dove fly away. Mr. Bones from town said he saw you the other day. He said you changed, but he wouldn't say how. Well, it can always turn. Yeah, it can always turn. A wing can always turn.
Cheers, David. That was Emiliano Torini and Honeymoon Child.
This is what happens then, Monday to Thursday, 9 till midnight here on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Gideon Cow.
We play all manner of sessions, including Peel sessions and concerts from the music archive. And in addition to that, we play lots and lots of other records. That could include Four Brothers, The Clash, Felt, The Fall, Go Between, Aphex Twin, Ian Welch, Williams, Tom Waits, Cravats, Dexys, Hefner, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Can, Bogshed, Captain Beefheart, Upsetters, Bundu Boy, Viv Stanch, Wilco, Mickey Newbury, Muddy Waters, Smith, Crass, Bill Wells and Aidan Walker. I could go on, and the best bits in between are provided by the Six Music listeners, and that's it.
Gideon Cow, Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
BBC Radio.
Six
Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
My friend Josh T. Pearson is indeed the last of the country gentlemen. He's a beautiful, beautiful man and a wonderful musician, and has my favourite male singing voice of anyone alive today. This is Country Dumb. Lots of love to Joshua. That's Country Dumb from Josh T. Pearson. If you don't own the album, Last of the Country Gentlemen, That's where you find that beautiful music. Here's one I was reminded of the other day by a friend. Originally a song for Guy recommendation from Kathy Wiggins. This is Damien Girardo and Rachel and Callie.
Rachel, would it be all right if I stayed here in the car? There's too many people out there I don't know. It's not that I'm too shy, I cannot be polite. I just don't feel confident in crowds. Callie, you can do what you like, I'll probably be here a while. I'll leave you my car keys in case you wanna leave. Welcome to stay at my house, my parents will both.
Well, I think we should keep it Sunday. That was Damien Girardo with Rachel and Callie, and here's some Mazzy Star for you.
Some kind of night into your dark. you put your hands into your head, and then smiles cover your heart. Baby, I'm to you. Strange.
Mazzy Star and Fade Into You. If you're looking for a good album to get, I'd say Among My Swan or So Tonight That I Might See. They're my favourite Mazzy Star records. Go and get either of them and you'll be happy. Now, after we played the Emiliano Torrini Smog cover earlier on, it seems hardly fair not to play a bit of Bill Callahan, doesn't it? This is hardly chirpy, this tune, but there's something about the bass line which is quite up-tempo for Bill. If your radio can't handle bass, you might want to stick the headphones in for this one. I want you to carry this with you until the next time we speak, which is a week away. This is Too Many Birds, and this, along with The Greatest by Cat Power, is pretty much how I'm feeling this January.
Sky is full of black and screaming leaves. The sky is full of black and screaming, and one more bird, then one more bird, and one last bird, and another, one last blackbird without a place to land, one last blackbird without a place to be, turns around in hopes to find the place it last knew rest. Blackbird over black rain burn, this is not where you last knew rest. You fly all night to sleep on stone, the heartless rest that in sleep on stone, to return to the tree with too many birds, too many birds, too many birds.
If you could only stop your, if you could only stop your heart, if you could only stop your heartbeat, if you could only stop your heartbeat.
Bill Callahan and Too Many Birds. Do you know what I mean? The Cat Power tune, that tune. It's all right to feel a little bit blue in January, but wear it on the hips, people. I've done it again. What's this people thing? Wear it on the hips, children, cats, folks. Yeah, be blue, but be cool with it. Don't be sad. Just be a bit ticked off that it's as grey as it is. But yeah, wear it like a fedora all week until we speak again. I'm Guy Garvey, I've lost the plot, I'll see you next week.
Six Music.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Wake the town and tell the people that this is Culture Clash Radio. And tonight I'm crossing time, space and genres. Actually, rewind that and forget about time, because tonight it's all about 212 and my pick of tunes released over the last year that caught my ear and left a mark. In the first hour, we'll be moving and grooving with the likes of Winter Sleep, Cypress Hill and Rusko featuring Damian Marley, School of Seven Bells, Prince Fatty, Family of the Year, De La Soul, The Magnetic Fields and Kindness, to name just a few. In the second hour, I'll continue with my pick of 212's more chilled cuts. So as always, there's plenty to cram in. So let's cut the chat and run my first track from Naz. This is The Don.
New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way.
Guzzle my second bottle, hope I don't catch a homo. Grossing that net simultaneously, making me climb higher. Heinous crimes behind me, search but can't find me. For sadness, had this been you, having this lavish habitual happiness at me, you wouldn't look back. But you would have sex on condominium roof decks. So anyone move next, I hit you with two texts. Rockin' Roberto Cavalli, no show, no convertible Mozzie. My Colombiana mommy riding beside me. Every tap means something, that's my word on my body. I have to lean something with that Moss first shotty. My reins is ignorant, put lead in your pigment. Just cause y'all was mad at all the years I was getting it. And 9-7 to 6, 9-8 to Bentley. Now it's the Ghost Phantom, and y'all can't stand them, but. With a square top pocket that snaps, where the gas at? Past that, not you, your whole cracks in your ass crack. I never did that, my socks where my stats was at. Yo, I used to listen to that Red Alert and Rap Attack. I fell in love with all that poetry, I mastered that. Cut school with Preem Team and Fat Cat was at. Future not crystal clear yet, Baccarat. Now I'm the one who rap in Queens, way beyond your wildest dreams. Bottles on bottles with sparklers surround my team. That long cash get the baddest riddles out they jeans. 20 years in this game, looking 17. I don't lean, no codeine, promethazine. I just blow, pick which beat to bless the king. Although he's on to another chapter. Heavy D gave his beat to Salon for me to rap to. Yeah, yeah, New York is like an island, a big Rikers Island. The cops be out wildin', all I hear is sirens. It's all about surviving, same old two-step, try to stay alive when they be out robbing. I've been out rhyming since born knowledge, like Prophet Muhammad said, the ink from a scholar worth more than the blood of a martyr. So I'ma keep it on till I see $1 billion. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Love model choke ya, mommy pop it like she poster. Eyes red shot like I'm never sober. Big time smoker, Indonesia Doja. Many means you can hold up before you end up with up from my soldier. Dunch, under fire I remain on some conch. This for every ghetto in the hood. Now the Don, super cat the Don Dada. Understood.
Down, 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 down,
city.
If it was easier to leave.